Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We all know how much we love our pets. So when they die, it's understandable that we want to be mindful of how to say goodbye to them. Well, my next guest changed her career, actually, with the objective of taking the pain out of that final goodbye to our furry friends. Adeline, you're very welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, Jennifer.
You pull
thank
that mic
me.
Towards you. Pull that mic right towards us. We can hear your lovely voice.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. And we were talking off air and I know how much this actually means to you. You actually really, really do care. And
I do. And
I'm going to ask you, how did you get into this line of work?
Okay. So my first pet died 1 month after my mum. And I thought there has to be a better way. I was distraught. And when the pet was, well, first of all, I wasn't with him when he was put to sleep, which now there's more of an option than there is then. So the ashes then I got back maybe 6 weeks later and I found this very distressful. I thought there has to be a better way.
Okay. And you then said, I'm going to do this and do it the right way. So what do you do exactly?
I am like the undertaker of pets.
Okay.
So a family will contact me. They might ask me to meet them at the vets or they might ask me to go to their home. They might ask me to come to the vets and take the pet then to their home because I lay them out, not like a human being, but with respect and dignity. I would clean them and lay them out nicely in the wicker casket with flowers and so forth. It's not nice because I've been in situations whereby, you know, pets have been hit by cars, attacked by other dogs, various things. So it's not nice for the family to see that. And particularly when there's children involved, I like to, you know, take care of the pet, as I say, with dignity, care and love.
Did you have to... I mean, you can't learn that from anywhere. There isn't an online course like we've been talking about today to do something like that. Did you just use your instinct when doing stuff like this?
Well, I would treat a pet like I would like my own to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, and I did go and I have done pet bereavement counselling for families following on from that.
Wow.
Yeah, I have studied it because everyone grieves differently.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that. I suffered and I know there's other people out there that suffer and I'm not taking away the loss from human beings or anything like that, but I know for me my pets are part of the family.
Absolutely. Okay, is it only cats and dogs that people tend to get cremated or is it any kind of a pet?
Predominantly cats and dogs, but I have done sheep, I've done guinea pigs,
wow.
I've even done a pet lamb.
A pet lamb?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. And goldfish.
I don't know how you do what you do. But thank God for people like you.
Yeah.
I have to say, let's talk about the ashes because my brother's dog died recently and they got the ashes. And I asked, was it just Jerry's ashes in the envelope they got? Or is it other dogs in there as well? Like, how does that work?
Okay, for me, I have a little disc that I put in the incinerator with the pet and a number on it. And it's affiliated to that pet and that pet alone. And I'm very, very passionate about it.
Okay.
That there isn't multi-ashes in there. There possibly is options there for that if people want to just dispose of ashes and not get them back. But for me, I ensure that it's that pet and that pet alone and you get that disc back and the ashes.
Okay. Now, my brother, they put the ashes on the mantelpiece. What do people tend to do? What are the other options?
There's various options, Jennifer, to be honest. Some people bury them in biodegradable urns.
Yep.
Some people don't because it could be renting apartments and so forth. And people move house a lot more often than they used to years ago. I know my family home is still my family home, you know. But there is options whereby they're split up into different little hand, like the size of your hand. And various family members have them. Scatter tubes where they walk them on the beach. Necklaces. But again, you have to listen to the family and their circumstances. They could have family in Australia where they want some for, or they could all want to meet together. Christmas is a big thing actually at the moment, and to go for a walk on the beach and scatter them.
Gorgeous. Now, I have to ask you, what is the most elaborate send-off that you've been involved in?
Okay.
Tell me.
Yeah, well, there's a number of different ones that would stand out, but we do drive nice black cars. So we would take the family in the S-Class. And I would drive ahead with the pet in my car, which would be a Mercedes estate as well. And we would take them to the crematorium, and the pet, the family can actually wait, and we can facilitate at lunch, and taking the family and the pet back on the same day.
Okay.
Yeah, by arrangement. That has to be by arrangement, because you don't like that to, you know, but yes.
I read somewhere about embalming of pets. Is this really a thing?
This is a thing, and it is the future, but I don't do it as of yet.
Okay, as of yet. Now, you're based in Strathom, but I'm sure you get calls from all over the place.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been to Cork, Kerry, Galway, a lot in Dublin, obviously, of course, but everywhere, yeah.
But you're so right. I mean, especially when kids are involved. I'm not even like, I got a dog recently myself, and he's just become part of the family, you know.
They're the glue.
They are. Yeah. And it's just so important to have that time to grieve and do it properly.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what did you learn in the pet bereavement counselling that surprised you?
I have grieved a few times for my pets. I've lost a few, but everyone is so different. Okay. And I would safely say, for me, my last one, a part of me died with him.
Was it a dog?
Yes, yes.
And what was his name?
Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah.
A companion, I'm sure.
The best.
Oh, well, listen, it's one of those things that is so important to do. I'm so happy that there's services like yours that exist in the country. So thank you so much for letting us know. And if people want to find out more after hearing this, where can they go?
Mycompanion.ie.
Mycompanion.ie.
I also go to Google, because that's where the families have put up the words, their own words. And then, you know, that it's not just me, it's what people are saying about the service.
Amazing. Adeline, thank you so much for coming
into
the studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.